latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 105 and 87 degrees, looking for a high of 90 this afternoon. News being brought to you by McKay's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says a blown tire caused a grain truck to crash southwest of Sauk Center yesterday. The Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Evan Messer of Sauk Center was driving a Kenworth grain truck eastbound on County Road 192 in Raymond Township just after 9:15 in the morning when the front left tire blew out. Messer tried to maneuver the truck, but was unable to keep it on the roadway. The truck crossed the center line, entered the ditch, and crashed into several pine trees. Messer suffered minor injuries and was brought to Sauk Center Hospital by a private party. With the start of the 2020-2021 school year looming just over the horizon, a local district is looking for feedback from students, staff, and parents. As part of their planning for the uncertain fall ahead, the St. Cloud Area School District sent out a survey to parents. Lori Putnam is the assistant superintendent of secondary education for the district, and she says the first step is collecting data from families.
So some of the questions we asked were, are there health conditions that would impact you from being able to send your child back to school? There were a question asking, do you intend to take the bus, or will you drive or walk? There are questions about, what is important to you in terms of safety, health safety.
The next part of the process will include opportunities for virtual meetings between principals and parents, principals and high school students, and principals and staff. Putnam says the invitation to those meetings include comment boxes for anyone who cannot attend to share any thoughts or concerns they have. The superintendent's cabinet will be compiling the feedback from the survey and virtual meetings and present their plan to the school board in August. Hourly school employees in Minnesota are calling for updates to the state unemployment laws amid COVID-19.
Our unions have been fighting to change the laws for years. COVID has only made it worse. And as so many people who have given their all to our students, they have been left behind with no income this summer.
Executive Director of SEIU, Local 284, Kelly Gibbons, says hourly school employees can't take part in unemployment insurance because they have what's called reasonable insurance that they'll have a job in the fall. Gibbons says they're awaiting word from state officials about whether students will return to classrooms, continue distance learning, or a mix of both. And there will be no concerts this summer inside the new Waite Park Amphitheater. In a letter to the city council, New West President Chris Fritz says due to current impacts of COVID-19, they're unable to produce any events this summer.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Waite Park, partly cloudy and hot this afternoon, a high around 90 degrees, winds out of the south at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sky's becoming mostly cloudy tonight, but some scattered thunderstorms also expected. Some of those storms could be strong, maybe even severe. We'll drop down to 73 degrees and winds will be southerly at 8 to 15. Round of storms continues tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy, warming up to 90. Second round of storms tomorrow night. Some of those storms also could be severe. By the time those storms push on through, we'll see clearing skies and a low of 64. Sunday, sunny skies and 83. Monday, mostly cloudy, 81. Tuesday and Wednesday, partly cloudy with a chance for storms both days, and temperatures continuing to hover in the low 80s. For more St. Cloud area news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.